Leading the news this morning, it seems Labor's woes aren't only confined to Queensland. The latest news poll shows the gap between the two-party preferred vote has widened to 14, with the coalition sitting on 57%. The ALP's primary vote has slipped 3 points to 28%. Environmental campaigner Drew Hutton says he'll sue Clive Palmer for defamation. The mining billionaire accused him of treason and of being linked to the CIA. Mr. Palmer has suggested his statements last week were made to distract from negative media about the LNP leader Campbell Newman. The Prime Minister, Julia Gillard, will report to world leaders at a nuclear security summit later today. She'll tell the summit Australia has fulfilled a promise it made 2 years ago to ratify a convention designed to suppress nuclear terrorism. Ms. Gillard's due to meet the South Korean president and the Prime Minister of Vietnam. Two British soldiers have been killed in Afghanistan's southern Helmand province. They were shot by a man dressed in an Afghan army uniform. It's believed the shooting happened early in the morning at the main British base in Lashkargah. NATO forces returned fire and killed the man. Nine judges in the US Supreme Court have begun hearing arguments on whether Barack Obama's health care reform is constitutional. 26 US states are challenging the 2010 law. The most controversial aspect of the law is that most people must buy health insurance or pay a tax penalty.